Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Keep.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. During the supper, Jesus said to the disciples, "They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word. And my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Three words that appear here insistently. Keep. Keep my commandments. Keep my word. And again, keep my words. And it's all about keeping them with love. They are not just words to keep, like laws to keep us in line. No. They are linked to a person, and that person is Jesus. I find Jesus vulnerable here. This takes me right back to Holy Thursday. We read this on Holy Thursday, and then we accompany the Lord to his passion. So he's very vulnerable here. There's no mistaking that he knows he has come to an end. He's at the last ditch. And so therefore what he's saying is incredibly important. He's thinking about his legacy. That is everything he ever said, what he came to say. Somehow, down through the centuries, his legacy got confused with canon law and rubrics. Laws are meant to protect people, but if misused, they can come to confuse, inhibit, and turn intelligent persons into robots or immature and irresponsible adults. Pope Francis sees quite clearly that law can be used as a method of control, and this is why he teaches that Catholics must educate their consciences and make their own decisions. A scary prospect after centuries of close regulation. What Jesus is saying is very different. Number one, it's about love. And it's good news. Those who love me, he keeps saying, will keep my word. That is my teaching. my gospel, my good news. And we will come to them. My Father will love them, and we will come to them, and to you. We will come to you and make our home with you. And above that, he says, those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. I reveal myself to them. That is, become an intimate friend. Now, I've already talked probably too long, so I want to ask you to do two things. Firstly, spend a little bit of time with this text, John 14:21-26, and then, please, could you take your Bible and go to the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 6, and start at the beginning and read the whole chapter 6. That is the law. That's the word that the Lord wants us to keep. It is so wonderful. So God bless you. God bless you all. God bless you. Amen.